Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and 7 with Franklin in motion. Knicks, backside pressure from Hunter, down the sideline, and it's intercepted! Kalen Bullock with the pick for Houston. The snap comes to Knicks. Backside pressure from Hunter. Floats it down the sideline. Looking for the pay dirt. It's Cortland Sutton. It's a touchdown.
You're tuned in to You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Fox Sports courtesy of the call. Bo Nix giveth and Bo Nix taketh away. The yin and the yang of Bo Nix. On full display last week. It's kind of a weird expression. Say it out loud in your own head. On full display. Bo Nix looking bad for large swaths of the game last week. And look, like, the Texans defense is awesome. But then Bo Nix makes a couple plays at the end of the game and the Broncos win. And we have seen that happen many times over the course of this win streak. Now it's 6 games, maybe 7 after tonight for the Denver Broncos. I'm going to say something now that is probably unfair to Bo Nix, but is absolutely true. It almost doesn't matter how well he plays tonight. And hear me out. Let's say Bo Nix goes, you know, he's not going to throw 50 passes because I think the Broncos are going to be ahead in the game, and whether we can talk about whether they cover or not at the end of the show. Let's say Bo Nix goes 26 of 28, 315 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks, 40 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. And the Broncos absolutely cruise. Okay. Awesome. He could have the best game in the history of games tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. And I don't care at all. At all. Bo Nix has shown and proven that he can win games in the regular season. I saw a graphic on social media today that, like, I try not to get triggered by things. Like, I actually wanted to, like, punch my laptop when I saw it. It was Bo Nix has the most regular season wins in first 2 years as a quarterback in Broncos. More regular season wins than John Elway had in his first 2 years. Stop the presses, everybody. Bo Nix is going to the Hall of Fame. Better than John Elway. What are we doing here? Anyway, Bo Nix has shown that he can win games in the NFL regular season. There's no question about it. And they're going to the playoffs. Like, Denver, it would be a crazy collapse for Denver not to make the playoffs. We all think Denver's going minus 750 at BetMGM. Bo Nix can do whatever he wants tonight. Can he do it next week when the Broncos host the Kansas City Chiefs? Can he do it in the spots when it matters the most against the best quarterbacks in the AFC? Because we've upped the ante here for the Denver Broncos. Like, the question of, can Denver go back to the playoffs, has been answered already. Yes. Can the Broncos repeat their success from last year? And there's still time to go for them to screw it up. I don't think they're going to a crazy degree, at least. The answer to that question, can they repeat their success, is yes. So, like, that's done now. Now, it's what's next for Denver. And what's next is when you get to January and you've got to stare down the elite, the aliens, like the extraterrestrials of the quarterback position in the American Football Conference. Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Daniel Jones. I'm like 25%. Serious there, 75% kidding. Can Bo Nix get the job done? I'm expecting Bo Nix to dominate tonight against the Las Vegas Raiders. I would be surprised. It would be more surprising if Bo Nix played poorly tonight than played really well, given how bad the Raiders' defense is. And if and when he plays really well, and if and when the Broncos win big, I will come on the show tomorrow and I will say, so what? Show me next week. Because, again, no one loved the Broncos more than me, but I never said they were going to win the AFC. I never said they were better than the Chiefs. Hell, I never said they were better than the Bills or the Ravens. So they still have to prove that. And Bo Nix will get that chance. But not tonight. That's coming next week. So we've answered the question, are the Broncos for real as far as being a perennial playoff team in the AFC? Yes, they are. The next question, is Bo Nix good enough to get them over the hump? I don't know. Because while the stats are pretty good, 17 touchdowns, 6 interceptions for Bo Nix, if you watch the games, you know that he needs to play way better and that Sean Payton calls this offense as if he knows his own quarterback's not that great. With all the rollouts and the boots and the screen passes, either to running backs or receivers behind the line of scrimmage. The inaccurate passes down the field, and the one that really stings for me, because I bet them in the game, was the Colts game in week 2 with the leverage call at the end of the game. And Bo Nix had 3 long touchdowns and missed all of them in those games. I'm skeptical if Bo Nix can get the job done. Look like Denver's probably going to win tonight. And Denver is favored to win the AFC West. The Chiefs are favored to win the Super Bowl, which tells you everything you need to know about everything. You better you bet on this Thursday. Should probably spend a little bit of time talking about the Broncos' opponent tonight, the 2-6 Las Vegas Raiders. I like to quote Mike Ehrmantraut from Breaking Bad. You know, that's a show that has many, many unforgettable monologues. And one that always sticks in my head is Mike talking to Walter White, Heisenberg, you know, Heisenberg, or, and Jesse Pinkman about half measures versus full measures. And how if you really want to succeed in life, no half measures. You have to go in full bore. And this entire season for the Las Vegas Raiders, to me, feels like one big half measure. A team that can't decide whether or not it wants to rebuild or reload. Because this is a Raiders team that should have made the decision before the season to not try and win this year and to try and build this from the ground up. That's what they should have done. It's not what they did. You trade a third round pick for Geno Smith, who stinks. Who stinks. And you give him an extension. You draft a running back 6th overall. And I like the run. I think Ashton Gentry's really good. It's not an anti-Ashton Gentry thing. But like when you're trying to build a team and you've got holes everywhere on your offensive line and on your defense, probably shouldn't look to draft a running back with the top 10 pick. Probably not the best allocation of resources for the Las Vegas Raiders. I think this is a team right now that is lost in the wilderness. And I don't know if they're going to be able to find their way out. With Pete Carroll as the coach, who is the oldest head coach in the NFL, and obviously doesn't want to wait to try and win. And the team is not very good. We mentioned the Denver Broncos being 3rd in Brandon Thorne's offensive line rankings. The Raiders are 30th. It's one of the worst offensive lines in the league. For me, it's the Raiders and the Texans, like neck and neck to see which the worst offensive line is in the league. And outside of Max Crosby, and think about this, how many years in a row have we said this for the Raiders? Outside of Max Crosby, the defense scares no one. The defense is absolutely brutal. I think this team is absolutely screwed. And you'd like to see now with Jacoby Myers out of town, like Jack Besh step up, second round wide receiver, Dante Thornton, rookie receiver, You like to see Michael Mayer play a lot. I think he will play a lot. Their second round pick for a few years ago at tight end. You want to see Brock Bowers continue to emerge. They also signed Tyler Lockett. Like, is Tyler Lockett going to take snaps away from Jack Pesch? Like, think about what a waste that is. Team building here for the Las Vegas Raiders. Just an absolute waste. And this season is going to be a waste for the Las Vegas Raiders. Out of the playoffs, not a lot of young building blocks to look at and say, let's get excited about this guy. It's not like you can even say, right? The Raiders season can be viewed a success if X, Y, and Z all look really good down the stretch and you can feel good about them going into next year. How many guys can you say that about on this team? They're going to go under the win total, not making the playoffs. And I'll tell you what, if they approach next season the way they did this season, we're going to be having the same conversation about the Las Vegas Raiders 365 days from now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait for tonight's game. We'll have some bets that we'll give you coming up at the end of the show. Want to give some quick takes on a couple other big games coming up week number 10 in the NFL. Let's start with the Tom Brady Bowl in Tampa with the Buccaneers hosting the New England Patriots. Tampa, a 2.5-point home favorite, total of the game is 48. And I feel like a lot of people in the betting content space, you know, we had our friend the whale capper Drew Dinsick on the show this past Tuesday. He came on and said, Patriots money line. And that he made the game a pick'em on the road in Tampa, which implies that New England is a better team on a neutral field than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which I thought was pretty interesting. New England at 7-2. And yes, the win in primetime at Buffalo was very impressive and immense for their chances of making the playoffs and or winning the AFC East. And they are 6-0 with Christian Gonzalez in the lineup. Like, one of the best cornerbacks in the league makes a difference. Wow, like, what a shock. Besides for Buffalo, though, this win streak that the Patriots are on, and they mirror Denver here, identical six-game winning streaks. Panthers, Saints, Titans, Browns, Falcons. So what's at stake here for the Patriots on Sunday in Tampa? Because New England will be a playoff team, barring some sort of ridiculous collapse. The Patriots, if I can quote, and I actually think this is the most underrated Kendrick Lamar song from To Pimp a Butterfly, which I think it's his best album. I don't know if people are like, let me put a ton of stock in Nick Costos' hip-hop takes, but I just gave you one. To Pimp a Butterfly is my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. The song Anna on that album, I think is, or Anna, whatever, is spectacular. The Patriots have a chance on Sunday to prove that they're real. They're real. They're really, really real. And Drake May is obviously for real. He's spectacular. But are the Patriots really as good as the record indicates? If they beat the Bucs on Sunday, I don't know how you're going to be able to say the answer to that question is no. And on the flip side here, for Tampa, lost on Monday night a couple weeks ago in Detroit against the Lions, and then beat the Saints in a very forgettable game in like the afternoon slate a couple weeks ago, 23-3 in Spencer Rattler's last game as Saints starting quarterback, and have kind of faded from the public eye since then. Like, no one's talking about the Buccaneers. I know they were on their bye week, but when we talk about the best teams in the NFC, like Tampa doesn't get mentioned. We talk about Philly and Green Bay and Detroit and the Rams and the Seahawks. Doesn't it feel like it was months ago when Baker Mayfield was being bandied about as winning NFL Most Valuable Player? think the Bucks have a chance to reintroduce themselves to everybody coming up on Sunday. Offensive line like could be back and pretty healthy here. We'll see if Luke Goedeke is going to play in the game. And I know, probably know Chris Godwin and probably know Bucky Irving. But Todd Bowles is still there calling the defense, going up against a young quarterback in Drake May. We've seen Todd Bowles have a lot of success in spots like this in the past, sending the blitz at Drake May, and he's been good against the blitz, but he also holds on to the ball way too long. And he's young, and again, like, I think he's great, but he's not perfect. I do like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to cover on Sunday, laying the 2.5. And if they don't, and the Patriots win, we probably need to start talking about, come January, can the Patriots beat the Bills, the Ravens, the Kansas City Chiefs? Speaking of the Ravens, 4-point road dogs this weekend in road favorites, the Vikings home dogs in Minnesota. Total of the game is 49. J.J. McCarthy is a psychopath. Coming out this week and saying that he refers to himself as his jersey number as 9. And that when the game starts, like, he basically becomes a different person. He has this alter ego, 9. And he says, I feed the wolf, like referring to himself. And you might think he's nuts. I'll tell you what. If I'm the coach of a team, GM of a team, owner of a team, this is how I want my quarterback to be a psychopath. This is like Tom Brady, like cloned his dog. He's nuts. Like McCarthy's nuts. And I appreciate that. And I like that. It doesn't mean he's beaten the Baltimore Ravens. Not with the Ravens playing how they are right now on defense. On the other side, I'll give you more on the Ravens and the Vikings, a quick take on the Rams and the Niners, and we will gaze into the crystal ball for Saturday's college football.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.